弟兄姐妹朋友们，祝你平安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, peace be with you.
今天呢，我们有洗礼啊。
Today we have baptism.
我们有两位弟兄姐妹在我们当中。
Two brothers and sisters here.
愿意在众人面前承认耶稣基督是他们的救主。
And before you, they will admit that Christ is the Savior.
我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
And Lord, we praise you, we thank you.
你赐给我们美好的清晨。
And you give us this wonderful morning.
我们可以在这里，我们早晨来敬拜你。
That we gather here to praise you.
我们也感谢你，主，你赐给我们新的生命。
That we thank you that you give us a new life.
我们可以在这里一起来敬拜你，来歌颂你，因为你是我们的主。
That we can gather here to worship you and to praise you.
我们今天早晨有两位弟兄姐妹在我们当中要受浸。
This morning we have two brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized today.
我们在看受浸之前，我们来思考你的话，也都求主你借着你的话语来带领我们。
That before their baptism, we are going to think about your words, and we pray that your word is going to lead us.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，那你看周报上面呢？周报上面给的一个不同的题目。
So on the bulletin there is a different title here.
那昨天晚上我再重新预备一下的时候，就把它换一个题目。
When I prepared the sermon last night, I changed the title of the sermon.
题目叫做为什么只有一位回来。
So it's going to be called Why Only One Came Back.
我们今天要看的经文是在路加福音十七章。
The scripture today is Luke, the book of Luke 17.
十一节到十九节。
Verses 11 to 19.
那这个故事最高潮点呢，是就在十七十八节，耶稣连续问了三个问题。
So in the climax of the story, it's from verses 17 to 19, and Jesus asked three questions.
耶稣说：“洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个人在哪里？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？”
So in 17, Jesus asked, "Were not all ten cleansed?" Where are the other nine? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?
在记载这个十个麻风病人得医治之前
，So before the story that there were ten men with leprosy was healed.
我们在十六章那里看到耶稣讲到一个不义的管家。
And there was, Jesus talked about a story about an unrighteous, servant.
那在十六章又讲到一个人不能侍奉两个主。
And it talked about, a man cannot serve two lords.
然后又讲到这个财主和拉撒勒的故事。
And it talked about this, rich man and the story of Lazarus.
财主跟拉撒路的故事就是讲到说这位财主他不愿意在他的地上的生活的时候活出这个以神为主的一个人生。
So this rich man, when he was living this earthly life, he was not willing to serve God in his life.
然后到了第十七章前面的时候，耶稣就讲了说有一个仆人来这个做了一整天的工作，主人来的时候他还要来伺候这个主人。
So in chapter 17, there was this servant who worked all day, and then when his Lord came back, he still has to serve his Lord.
然后最后那个主人说你们是这样子的来服侍这个耶稣说你们这个仆人这样子的来服侍这个主人是应当的。
So Jesus said, the way that the servant serves his Lord, that's what he's supposed to do.
所以在16到17章一直在讲到说一个人不能侍奉两个主，而我们把神当着主是理所当然的。
So in chapters 16 and 17, it talked about a man cannot serve two lords. And that's how, what we are talking about. That's how we should treat our Lord.
那我们就来到这个今天看的经文17章的11节。
So now we will be looking at chapter 17, verse 11.
我们先把它念一遍。
We'll read it first.
来。耶稣往经过撒玛利亚，进到村中，有十个长大麻风的人，远远的站着，高声说：“耶稣夫子。”耶稣看见，就对他说：“你去把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。内中有一个人见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说：“洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别的。”就对那人说：“起来吧，你的信救人。”
Okay, so in English, Chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
那我们常常看到这段经文的时候，我们就讲到说，这段经文的重点是要感恩。
So when we read this story, we always think, you know, the important thing about this scripture is that it reminds us to be thankful.
那美国有感恩节，我们感恩节的时候，其中常常拿来分享的一段经文就是这个《路加福音》11章17节。
So in America, we have Thanksgiving Day. So a lot of times during Thanksgiving, we bring out this story and it reminds us, we read it and we think we should be thankful for something.
我想也没错，这是其中一个很重要的主题。
So yes, it is an important thing in this story, yes.
但是我不认为说经文主要的问题是这个你感不感恩的问题。
But I don't think the most important point in this story is that is whether you are thankful or give thanks.
我不相信说在第一个世纪，特别在第一个世纪长大麻风的里面，如果有人得医治，会有不感恩的人。
I don't believe in the first century if anybody who got leprosy and got healed that they would not be thankful.
他们是不可能不感恩的。
It is impossible for him not to be thankful.
你讲一下，当时候没有其他的疾病像这个大麻风那么。具有这个迫害力的。
So there is no other disease that is as destructive as leprosy.
我们最近教会有这个读经进度，在刚读完读过这个利未记，利未记里面就有讲到，刚刚这个星期才读的麻风大麻风病。
So in the church we have this Bible reading plan, and we just read about in Leviticus about how to deal with people who have leprosy.
当一个人发现这个皮肤上面有白点的时候，他就要跑去给祭司看。
So anybody who find little white spots on the skin, and he or she has to go to the priest and show the priest.
那一旦经过这个祭司一测验，就发现如果是大麻风的话，这个人的生命马上就变成一个噩梦。
So if the priest really is certain that this guy has leprosy, then his life is going to turn into a nightmare.
如果你读这个利未记这个34章的时候，你就会看到这个人一旦发现是大麻风的话，他马上要跟 人群隔离。
In Leviticus 13 and 14, right after he found out he has leprosy, he has to be isolated from everybody else.
啊，就好像我们去看医生一样，一看了之后就人不见了，就再也不看不到他了啊，因为医生宣告他有大麻风，然后他马上要被赶出这个人群。
So it's sort of like you go to see a doctor and the doctor finds that you have leprosy, you're going to be isolated, you will be exposed from the community.
而连这个告别的机会都没有。
And you can't even say goodbye.
那唯一能够接触的就是其他的这个大麻风病者。
And the only people you can hang out with are the people who have leprosy.
然后你要看你每一天看你自己的病情啊，这个皮肤啊，这个一天一天的这个臭烂。
And you look at the skin and look at the body, and it decays and rots day after day.
然后你远远的看到人的时候，就要大叫说：“不洁净，不洁净，不要靠近我。”
And if you see other people, then you have to say, "I'm not clean, and don't get close to me."
我们这个中国人是这种家丑不可外扬。
It's sort of like in Chinese, we have say.Our, you know, the dirt in the family, we don't show it to other people.
那在这个当你发现你有这个大麻风的时候，你要到处讲。
When you know you have leprosy, you have to tell everybody else.
啊，每一天、每个月、每年这样子喊下去。
So every day, every month, every year, and you keep, you know, calling out like this.
啊，从那一天发现你有大麻风的那一天开始，你那个人基本上活得像个死人一样。
So after you find out you have leprosy, you're basically a living dead.
所以在这里，十个长大麻风的病者呢，这是他们的人生。
So this is the life of these 10 lepers.
这为什么当他们被医的时候，你是不可能不感恩的。
So it's impossible that if they were healed, that they are not thankful.
任何正常人都会感恩的。
So any normal people would be thankful.
如果只是说我们要做一个感恩的人的话，那这段经文不是在讲这方面的。
So if this scripture is just saying we should be thankful, that I don't think that's the important point in this scripture.
那这段经文到底要教导我们什么？
So what is this passage going to teach us?
就是耶稣所提的那三个问题。
So that is.About the three questions that Jesus asked.
洁净的人不是十个吗？
Were not 10 people who were cleansed?
那九个在哪里？
So where are the other 9?
除了这外族人，再也没有别人回来归荣耀给神吗？
Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?
我们今天就来思考这个问题。
So we'll think about this question.
我们感恩可以感恩
，and we give thanks. Yes, we do.
但是我们很少真的向神来感恩。
But we seldom give praise and give thanks to God.
我们再来看一下今天的这段经文。我们先来看这个第11节到14节。
And we read this again. We'll first look at verses 11 to 14.
我们把经文再念一遍。
Let's read it again.
英文的打在上面，中文的已经在下面。我们先从11念到14节来。耶稣长节经由撒玛利亚远远的站高声说，耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。耶稣看见却对他们说，你去把身体给祭司查看，他们去的时候就洁净了。好，我们停在这里。那这段经文呢，这是前面的第一段。我们今天看的这个故事里面可以分成两段。第一段在第11节到14节，第二段是从15到19。
The story can be divided into two parts. The first part is 11 to 14. The second is 15 to 19. So we just finished reading the first part today.
那第一段的这个故事呢，我们看到有十个长大麻风的来到耶稣那里。
So the first thing is we saw 10 lepers who came to Jesus.
第二个呢，我们看见这十个长大麻风的迎面而来的时候，是远远的站着。
And then we see that that when they came, they were standing at a distance.
为什么远远地站着?
Why did they stand at a distance?
因为他们不洁净,
because they are unclean.
他们不可以站得太近,
they cannot get too close to people.
然后这十位呢, 他们在第13节说高声地喊叫, 耶稣夫子可怜我们吧。
So in verse 13, they called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
然后我们看到耶稣就看见他们就把他们拆去，他们说你们去把身体给祭司查看。Then
Jesus sent them out to the priest.
最后他们就得洁净，他们去的时候就洁净了，得医治了。So
when they were on the way, they were cleansed. All 10 were cleansed.
得洁净，我们读利未记的时候也知道，就是他们得医治之后，然后给祭司看，祭司宣布说他们已经痊愈了，然后就得洁净。So
in Leviticus, we also see, you know, if the priests are certain that they were healed, you know, they were clean, and they were all healed, and they were clean.
那我们来到这个第二段的故事的第二段。
So now we look at the second part of the story.
从15到19,
15 to 19.
我们再来把它念一遍.
Let's read it again in Chinese.
来. 后面呢是另外一段的故事，就紧接着。So
right after this, there was the second part of the story.
那紧接着在这里，第15节就说，内中有一个人看到自己好了，就回来。So
in verse 15, there was one person who found that he was cleansed, so he came back.
那你看到前面有10个人来找耶稣，后面呢，有其中一个人又回来了。
So comparing, there were 10 lepers who came to Jesus, but one came back.
那这个人就来到哪里? 来到耶稣的脚前。
So where did he come to? He came before and fell at Jesus' feet.
他就俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
He came and fell at Jesus' feet.
那前面那十位远远地站着。那这一位 后来回来的时候，他就伏在耶稣的脚前。
And contrasting the 10, they were standing at a distance, but one fell at Jesus' feet.
那这个他来到耶稣的脚前的时候，经文说他怎么样？
So when he came before Jesus' feet, what did he do?
15节说他就大声归荣耀给神。
And in verse 15 is that he praised God in a loud voice.
前面十个人，这一个人也在当中的时候是高声的呼喊。And
before the 10 lepers, they were crying out, including this person.
那这一个人后来发现自己痊愈的时候就回来高声的赞美神。But
this one, once he found that he was healed, he came back and he praised God in a loud voice.
那耶稣就跟他说，洁净的人不是只十个人吗？ 那9个在哪里呢？ 除了那外族的，没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
So Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?"
然后就对那人说，你起来，走吧。And
he said to him, "Rise and go."
然后耶稣就把他差走了。So
Jesus sent him.
所以你看到这故事呢，前后呢都有一个类似的地方。前面耶稣把10个长大麻风的病人拆出去。And
you can compare and contrast. You know, before Jesus sent all 10 to the priest.
那其中一个回来之后，耶稣也对他说：“你起来，你走。”And
then when one came back, Jesus also told him, "You rise and go."
那最后，耶稣说：“你的信救了你。”
And Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well."
前面10个得洁净，得医治。
And before there were 10 that were healed.
后面，其中一个 耶稣说你的信救了你。
And now Jesus said, your faith has made you well to that one who came back.
所以我们要来思考为什么只有一位回来。
So let's ponder, why did only one come back?
为什么只有一位回来？
Why did only one come back to Jesus?
刚开始都是有十个来。
So in the beginning, there were 10 who came.
啊，他们这个长大麻风的这个病啊，让他们整个人生是很苦的一个人生。
And they all had leprosy. It was a terrible life.
他们全都得医治了。
And they were all cleansed.
但是只有一个回来。
But only one came back.
为什么只有一个回来？
Why did only one come back?
啊，这是耶稣在这段故事里面特别问我们，要我们思考的一个问题。
So that's what Jesus asked us. He wanted us to think about it.
其他人难道不回来归荣耀给神吗？
Well, why didn't the other ones come back and praise God?
啊，我刚讲了，不，这些人不可能不感恩的。
It's impossible for the other nine not to be thankful.
他们得医治了，一定很高兴，也很感恩。
Of course, they must be very happy and thankful when they were healed.
啊，只有一个回来归荣耀给神。
But only one came back and praised God.
为什么？
Why is it so?
其中一个可能的原因啊。
There's, you know, one possible thing is.
我们很容易在有需要的时候才来寻找神。
So our possibility is that only when we are in need, then we look for God.
我们在有需要的时候才迫切来找神的。
So only when we are in need that we ask for God.
当我们一切都很顺利的时候，一切问题都解决的时候，我们可能就人影都不见了。
So when all our problems are solved, then maybe we'll disappear.
很多时候我们都会回顾的时候，我们都会说感谢神，神给我这个好的工作给我好的身体这一切我们都会说是神的恩典。
So when we look back, we often say, oh, thank God he gave us a good job, good health, and we are thankful for it.
我们都会在这些事情上感恩。
And we praise, well, we were thankful for all these things that we have.
但是我们只有在有需要的时候，我们才晓得我们要迫切来寻找神。
And only when we're in real need, then we really seek God in intensity and with urgency.
我们从来不会为了我们生活的这个丰富，生活的美好，我们迫切的来到神面前来感谢神。
And we are having a good life right now, but when we do, we never really praise God intensely.
所以我们在这个有需要的时候，我们才晓得迫切需要这个神。当我们在这个神祝福我们一切都很好的时候，我们的迫切就不见了。
So only when we're in real need, when in urgent need, then we go to God and urgently. But when life is going well, we don't urgently seek God.
那这常常是我们基督徒，是我的这个一个罪人的一个本相。
That is the life of a lot of Christians and a lot of our sinners.
我们在有需要的时候呼求神是理所当然的。
And it is right and it's okay to seek God when we are in need.
也是可以理解的。
And it is understandable.
也是需要的。
And that's necessary.
我们身体里头有这个病痛的时候，我们的家庭有问题的时候，我们工作有困难的时候，我们来寻找神。
When we are sick, or when we have problems in a family, or we have, you know, needs, it's right to ask for God's help.
然后我们有需要，我们不来寻找神的话，那圣经说，你们有对百姓这个以色列百姓说，你们有困难的时候还不来找我，那是更可恶的事啊。
So in the Bible, we talk about the Israelites, and God is saying, if you have problems and you don't come to God and ask for help.That's worse. That's terrible.
所以有问题的时候来寻找神是应该的。
So it is what you should do when you have problems. You go to God and ask for help.
问题就在于当我们发现一切都相安无事的时候。
But the problem is when everything is going well.
我们那种要亲近神的迫切感就失去了。
But we don't have that intensity that we want to be close to God when everything is going well.
这是一个可能的答案。
So that's one possible answer, one possible explanation why the other nine didn't come.
那我们看到说他们十个人远远地站着啊，只有一个人来到耶稣的脚前。
So the second point is, when before there were 10 who stood at a distance, and then now one came back and fell at Jesus' feet.
那我刚刚讲的那十位远远地站着，也没什么错啊。
And we talked about, you know, the 10 who stood at a distance, that's nothing wrong with that.
因为他们是有大麻风，他们身上是不洁净的，他们不能够随意亲近人的。
Because they are unclean, they are lepers, they cannot get close to people.
我们不是在责怪这些大麻风的人为什么当初呼求的时候远远地站着。
And we are not blaming these 10 lepers, why are they standing at a distance when they ask for help?
但是我们的问题是说，当他们发现他们自己得到痊愈的时候，为什么只有一个愿意来到耶稣的脚前来匍匐敬拜？
But the question is, why is it when they found out they were healed, only one came back to find Jesus?
为什么只有一个人真的有一个感恩的心？感恩的心发现他说他的一生必须匍匐在耶稣的脚前。
And why is it only one who was so thankful that he came back and fell at Jesus' feet?
为什么只有一个，十个里面只有一个人愿意回来的时候把荣耀归给神？
Why is it only one who came back and only one were willing to praise God?
原因是我们常常就满足于我们在远远的遇见主就好了。
So the question is, I think the problem is, a lot of times we are satisfied with standing at a distance.
啊，距离是好的。
Distance has its own good things.
如果我们在这里坐的每一个人，大家的距离都很近的话，大家都会觉得不舒服的。
You might feel uncomfortable when you're really, really close to the one next to you.
那每一个人都有每一个人个人的一个习惯，不想人家知道的。
And you all have something that you don't want other people to know.
如果我们没有这个距离，大家都分享大家的这个习惯呢，很多人就觉得不要跟我讲啊。而某个距离，有时候礼貌上是应该的啊。
So you might not want to share all the dirt that you have with everybody else. I mean, certain distance, personal distance, is what it should be.
那今天有些人呢啊，现在世代的人不知羞耻的时候，他什么距离都没有，就脱得光光的在街上走。
Imagine everybody shamelessly, you know, they take off their clothes and you know just walk in the street.
啊，我不是说什么距离都不要有。
I'm not saying you should not have distance.
我们因为不洁的缘故，有时候远的距离是必要的。
Because we are unclean.And, you know, distance is reasonable.
可是问题就是说，当我们谈到跟神的关系的时候，
So when we talked about your relationship with God,
距离是有问题的。
Distance is a problem.
亚当夏娃为什么要躲起来？
Adam and Eve, why did they hide from God?
因为他们跟神之间有一个罪的距离。
Because there is a distance of sin between them and God.
我们读利未记的时候，为什么神要造一个会幕，很多一层又一层的啊，让人能够啊，在亲近神的时候，同时有很多层的这个会幕在保护着他们，不让他们死。
So when we read Leviticus, when they built the tabernacle, why there are so many layers? Because there are layers.Between them and God, because there's a layer of protection. Because men are sinners.
不能见神。
They cannot be face to face with God.
那今天我们来到主耶稣面前的时候，耶稣基督已经为我们钉了十字架，为我们死在十字架上，为我们成就这个救恩，让我们可以亲自进到神面前。
So now God has made Jesus already.He was crucified. He died for us, died for our sins. And we should be able to be face to face with God.
希伯来书第10章说， 神耶稣基督为我们开了一条又新又活的路， 我们可以直接进到那至圣所。
Because in Hebrews 10, that Jesus already opened up the way, we can go directly to God.
你可以来的时候，可以直接到神面前的时候， 希伯来书就说，所以我们要来。
So in Hebrews it says, you need to come to God.
但是我们常常会觉得说，我们不要距离那么近。
So a lot of times, but the problem is we feel that we don't want to be that close.
我来参加这个周末聚会就好了。 Maybe
we'll just come in the weekend.
我来参加这个教会的服事，这里一点，那里一点就好了。
Maybe we can join some, you know, serving here and there. That'll be okay.
我不需要把我整个人生带到耶稣，亲近耶稣，然后把整个我的人生俯伏在耶稣的脚前。And maybe
we don't need to come before God and just put our whole lives at the feet of Jesus.
我不需要来到神面前，然后对神毫无保留。And
we don't need to have any reservation when we come before God.
我们总是觉得有一个距离是好的。And
we always think a little distance is good.
那你问说你感不感恩？
If you ask, are you thankful?
我也感恩。
Yes, we are thankful.
我感谢神赐给耶稣，把耶稣赐下来，让我能够罪得赦免。
We thank God that He gave us Jesus, so our sins are forgiven.
但是呢，我要保持某个距离，不要爱主过度。
But I want to keep a little distance so we don't love God too much.
我们保持一个距离，我不需要整个我的人生要俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
I want to keep a little distance so I don't need to fall at Jesus' feet.
我们总是对主有保留。
And we leave a little distance there.
想象,
Imagine.
耶稣为我们死的时候，他也有保留。
So maybe Jesus kept back a little bit when he died for us?
那怎么可能?
How is that possible?
罗马书8章32节说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人死了，岂不把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
So in Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him all for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
意思是说神连他自己的儿子都不保留，就完全的为我们众人舍了。
So God didn't even spare his own son.
他岂不把一切白白的赐给我们吗？
Would he not give us everything else?
我们唱了这个诗歌的时候，我们也都很感动。
When we sang the hymn, we were touched.
我们也会流泪。Sometimes
we cry.
我们会跟人家分享说，我们真是感恩，耶稣基督白白的赐给我们，完全的摆上，钉在十字架上，为我们舍了。
And we share with other people about the gospel. We're so touched that God, you know, Jesus gave us everything. He died for us. He gave us all.
我们不感恩吗？
Are we not thankful?
每一个基督徒都感恩。
Every Christian is thankful.
但是有多少人来到耶稣脚前，将他的一生俯伏在他的脚前呢？
But how many came back and fell at Jesus' feet and give him our all?
这是为什么10个人里面只有一个人回来。
That's the reason why there were 10 who came, 10 who were healed, but only one came back.
因为我们只满足于远远的遇见主。
Because we are satisfied with standing at a distance.
我们说我们要我们自己的 生活,
we want our own lives.
Yeah, 英文说, I want my own life. 就是这是我的人生，我要我的计划，我要我的方向，我不愿意说把它摆在耶稣的脚前。但是我感恩耶稣把他自己的生命毫无保留的赐给我们，只是我没有办法毫无保留的把自己完全的给主。
So we want our own lives, we want our own plans. That's why we don't want to give Jesus our all. We want to keep a little bit.
加拉太书2章20节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So in Galatians 2:20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
What does it mean? I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
乃是一个没有保留, 完全把一生交给主的人生。
It's a life that is without reservation. You give your whole life to God.
啊, 第三个可能的原因,
Maybe that's a third possibility.
因为我们, 很多时候, 想的是耶稣基督是为了我，而不是我一生是为了基督。
So it's also another reason is maybe we always think about how Jesus died for us, but we don't die for him.
我们很容易只想到说耶稣是为我，而不是我为耶稣。
So his life is for us. But not our lives for him.
所以你看到这十个长大麻风的，他为了他们的这个病，他们可以尽他们所能的大声的呼喊，求耶稣来帮助他们，因为他们的这个身体要得医治。So
there are 10 lepers who came to Jesus and they cried out loud because they want to be healed.
但是当他们得洁净了之后，只有一个回来，大声尽情的在那里赞美神。But
after they were healed, only one came back and praised God in a loud voice.
有10个人愿意耶稣医治他的身体。The
10 people who are willing to have their body healed by Jesus.
只有一个人愿意把自己完全的降服，完全。
But only one who are willing to praise God and give his life back to God.
所以当有人，这个我们教会有人说我要这个信耶稣受洗的时候，然后他们来上课。
So in the church, when there are people who want to be baptized, they come to the baptism class.
那上到第二堂课的时候，他们就会发现到说，哦，原来信耶稣不是只是要得永生，而是信耶稣要以耶稣为他一生的这一个神。So
in the second class, we found out, oh, believe in Jesus doesn't mean that we get everlasting life, but also we need to give our lives, the whole life, to Jesus.
所以这。 也许是为什么十个人里面只有一个回来归荣耀给神。So
there is another reason that maybe why 10 people came, but only one came back.
因为我们常常只想到说，耶稣是为我。Because
we always think Jesus is for us.
那接下来两点呢，就讲到结果。And
then we. Think about the next 2 points, it's the consequences.
下一个，你看到前面耶稣差十个人出去，后面耶稣差一个出去。So
in the beginning, Jesus sent 10 to the priest, and the second part, Jesus sent one.
十个人出去的时候，他们体会到神的恩典。And
the 10 people who were going to the priest, and they know they find the blessings from God.
但是只有一个人真正明白神的荣耀。
But only one understand the glory of God.
而10个人出去感恩。
10 people came up, went out and they were thankful.
但只有一个人出去的时候晓得说他一生是要荣耀主。
But one came back and he realized his whole life is to glorify God.
然后我们发现到前面十个人得医治，得到这个耶稣基督的好处。The
first part, 10 lepers were healed and they got something from Jesus.
但是只有一个人真正的得救。But
at the end, we find that only one was really saved.
什么叫一个人得救？
What does it mean that one is saved?
他不单只是身体得医治。That
not his body was healed.
他内心里头的问题也得救了。That
in his heart he became well.
因为当一个罪人的时候，我们是拒绝神的。
Because as a sinner, we don't want God.
当一个罪人的时候，我们不把神当神的。
Because as a sinner, we don't treat God as God.
当一个罪人的时候，我们是拒绝神来掌管我们一生的。
That we, as a sinner, we refuse to have God run our lives.
当一个罪人的时候，我们是偏行己路，我们要按着自己的意思走自己的一生的。
Because as a sinner, we want to live our own lives in our own way.
当一个人真正得救的时候，他真正的信靠神的时候，他就脱离了罪人的道路。
But when one is really saved, he gets away from the way of sin.
他不再过自己的一生。
He's not going to live for himself.
他不再偏行己路。
He's not going to live by his own rules.
他乃是愿意来到神面前，降服在神面前，问神说：“我当怎么行？”
He comes before God and fell at Jesus' feet and say, "What should I do?"
他一生是要过一个荣耀神的一个人生。
His whole life, he is going to live a life that glorifies God.
所以最后耶稣说：“你的信救了你。”
So at the end, Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well."
让你得救的信心，的确也是一个感恩的信心啊。
And the faith that saves you, in fact, it is a thankful faith.
但是这样的信心啊，不单叫你在叫我们在需要的时候向神呼求。
But this kind of faith, you need to not only you need to ask for God when you are in need.
乃是叫我们回转，在神面前俯伏敬拜。
But you need to come back and turn back and fall at Jesus' feet and praise Him.
所以基督徒啊，当我们信主的那一刻，我们受浸的那一刻，不是说我们受浸了之后，我们就有这个耶稣啊，在我们身边可以带着我们，然后我们去哪里呢？他都跟着我们。
So when you believe in God, when you are baptized, it is not like you have Jesus by your side. Wherever I go, He is going to be with me.
我接下来呢有 要两个星期我们要休假，然后我们要出去 跑一趟，那我就有一个 GPS 在前面。那 GPS 的好处是我放进去告诉这个他我要去哪里，他就告诉我怎么走。
I'm going to have a vacation for the next 2 weeks, so on vacation I'm going to put my destination on the GPS. He tells me where to go, I'll just follow it.
那我就不需要担心前这个转左转右，他会告诉我怎么走。
I don't need to worry about turning left or right. He tells me where to go. I go.
那有时候我们做基督徒，我们对神的观念也差不多。我信了神之后，我就好像买了这个 GPS， 那我就告诉神说，我希望是这样的一个人生，请告诉我前面怎么走。
So a lot of Christians are like that in our lives. It is all like we believe in Jesus.We got this GPS, and I tell the GPS where I want to go, and it's going to tell me how I get it.
所以耶稣是帮助我们来走我们的人生。
So Jesus will help me to live the life that I want to live.
但是一个真正得救的信心，乃是我们在敬拜当中来俯伏在神面前，而不是来告诉神说我要去那边，请你带我走，请你保护我，而是问神说，神你到底要我去哪里？
But a real faith that saves is it really is you come before God and fall at Jesus' feet and ask Him what I want to do, not telling Him what I want to go and He will help me.
一个得救的信心不单只是满足于远远的经历神，而是渴慕的来亲近神。
A faith that really heals, that really saves you, is not to be satisfied to worship God at a distance, but you need to really come before God and be as close as you can.
我们盼望每一天更亲近神。
And we wish every day that we are closer and closer to God.
当你越渴望亲近神的时候，你会越发现自己越污秽，你越希望自己越圣洁。
When you want to be close to God, then you will find you are more and more sinful.
一个得救的信心不单叫认识不单只是 你认识到耶稣为你摆上他的生命。
A real saving faith is not just to realize that God died for you.
乃是让我们看见我们更是要把自己的一生摆上。
But you need to realize you need to put your lives before God.
所以今天呢，我们有受浸。
So today we have baptism.
这是一个感恩的这个浸礼。
So it's a very thankful baptism.
我们这个浸礼乃是要表达我们一生乃是要委身于这位救我们的救主耶稣基督。
And this thankful baptism is to help us realize we need to fall at Jesus' feet, that we put our lives in front of, before Him.
而为什么我们是这个浸信会？因为我们在浸礼的时候特别强调说，每一个人要浸在水里头。
So we are Baptist church. So, you know, in baptism, we put the whole body in the water.
因为我们是要表达一个真理，就我们过去的一生是在我们浸礼之前这样子走下去。当我们浸到水里的时候，我们是过去的这个老我这个生命已经过去了。
So we want to proclaim this truth that before the baptism, we are sort of, you know, out of the water.But during baptism, we put our whole lives in the water.
然后我们起来的时候是一个全新的一个人，全新的一个方向，全新的一个心智。所以我们这一生新的一生不是在走我自己要走的路，乃是要依靠神走主耶稣基督的道路。
So when we get up from the water, and you'll realize it's a new you, it's a new life.That you no longer live the way that you wanted to live before.
所以这一生不是带着耶稣走我一生，乃是跟着耶稣走他的道路。
We don't live our lives taking Jesus with us, but we live our lives following Jesus.
所以最后他在这里说走起来走吧，你的信救了你。
So Jesus said, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
这一个人他起来就走。
So this one person, he got up and he went.
从他的这个回应当中，他晓得什么叫做委身。
So in this, when he came back, he realized he understood what it means by falling at Jesus.
他的耶稣不再只是从耶稣那里得好处的耶稣。
So he submit to Jesus. He's not going to just get something from Jesus.
乃是认识到他是我们一生要荣耀的主。
But he realized Jesus is the God that we want to glorify in our whole life.
所以我们今天有敬礼，我们请两位去预备然后我们小孩子可以上前来。我们这边预备的时候呢Caleb 会带我们唱等一下我们要唱的副歌的整首歌。
Okay, so the people getting baptized will get ready and the children can come. Caleb is going to lead us to sing the song that we are going to sing later.